This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Rescue crews in Turkey and Syria raced against time Thursday in a lack of equipment to find survivors buried in the rubble of buildings toppled by a powerful earthquake that struck the region on Monday and left more than 17,000 people dead. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The country's disaster management agency said Thursday about 110,000 personnel are involved in rescue efforts, and 5,500 vehicles, such as tractors, cranes, bulldozers, and excavators, have been shipped to assist the country reeling from the earthquakes. Rescuers were still finding people alive, but were unable to reach them without the needed equipment and expertise, even as they could hear cries for help. The earthquake is now the world's deadliest seismic event since 2011, when an earthquake and tsunami killed nearly 20,000 people in Japan. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said several European Union leaders have told him at a summit he attended on Thursday that they were ready to provide Kyiv with aircraft to help fight against Russia.
Довготривалий мир в Європі.
He added that the long-term peace in Europe will only happen when Ukraine gets victory and becomes an EU and NATO member, and that's the kind of unity that they were managing to build at the summit. Zelensky spoke after joining talks for the first time ever with all 27 EU leaders in Brussels as part of his second trip abroad since Russia attacked Ukraine last February. The United States said on Thursday that China's military is likely responsible for Beijing's high-altitude balloon surveillance program, which it said is designed is to gather intelligence signals from across the globe. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com, or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. A shallow earthquake shook Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua, killing four, the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 5.1 earthquake hit residential areas in Jayapura near Papua's northern coast and was centered at a depth of 13 miles. Shallow quakes often cause more damage on the Earth's surface. Officials say people who were inside a floating restaurant died when the quake caused it to collapse into the sea. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says the bodies of the victims have been now recovered. The victims have been trapped under the rubble of the cafe and covered by the roof. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States general has said that American forces and their allies in Asia are ready for battle after years of joint combat exercises. Major General Joseph Ryan told the Associated Press that a network of U.S. treaty alliances and defense partnerships provides a regional safeguard.
That does provide some deterrent effect against an adversary in the region who would look at that and say, I don't want to take a step that may cause a government, a politician, to decide to go because I don't know that I can win if I've got to face that trained and ready force.
Ryan is in Manila, partly for talks with Philippine counterparts, ahead of two annual large-scale combat exercises involving thousands of U.S. and Filipino forces. A surge in mosquito-borne diseases in recent months has shown the fragility of Sudan's healthcare system and bodes ill for coming challenges, especially after the African country's 2021 coup. Dengue fever, a potentially dangerous mosquito-borne viral disease that can cause severe bleeding and even death, took hold in more than half of the country's provinces. Songwriter Burt Bacharach has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles. That's according to his publicist. Bacharach was 94. AP correspondent Margie Zerilotta has this look at his career.
What's new, pussycat?
Burt Bacharach was a poor student, more interested in sports, but he played piano to make his mom happy. Bacharach won 8 Grammys and 3 Oscars.
What's it all about?
Bacharach's most famous collaborator was composer Hal David, and his go-to singer was Dionne Warwick. Bacharach's songs include Alfie, What's New, Pussycat, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and This Guy's in Love with You. Naked Eyes, Aretha Franklin, Tom Jones, and Elvis Costello are among those who recorded Bacharach's songs. Bacharach made cameos in the Austin Powers movies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow the Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.